If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
iHeartRadio, now number one for podcasting, presents Sunday Night Podcast. Every Sunday, we play one of the most played and most listened to and most shared podcasts of the week from the 250,000 podcasts available in the free iHeartRadio app. Find your next favorite podcast on iHeartRadio. This week, it's The Breakfast Club 30.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking the word bitch, the B word.
Who you calling a bitch?
All right, now, this conversation comes from our conversation we had with academics yesterday where people were upset and believe he referred to Lil Wayne's daughter, Regine Carter, Lil Wayne and Toya's daughter, and people were upset about it. So we're asking, let's talk about the word bitch.
Yeah, I think this is bigger than academics, though.
Well, that's where the conversation started.
Yeah, this is that word has been a cultural staple for a long time.
All right, so we're asking. Let's start with you. What's your thought?
Well, I think for women, we talk to each other like that in a positive way. Like, sis, we'd be like, bitch. Like, you know. And so I feel like that's not going anywhere. You know, the problem is that a lot of times, like, say Missy Elliott, she's a bitch, or Trina's the baddest bitch. But, like, the reason why I remember when Missy Elliott was talking about that song, she was saying that's because a lot of times men try to use that word for women who are being authoritative and in a position of power. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to, quote, be a bitch, even though you're just doing the same thing that men do. And so I feel like it's used as a put down in some ways. So I think it's just a matter of context. Like,
yeah,
a lot of times women will say that they're taking their power back by using a word that has been commonly used to try to talk about all women. And, you know, it has been used that way. So I think for women using it for each other, and Donnell, him and I had a conversation about him using that word too much. So we've both agreed that he can only use it if he's saying the baddest bitch.
And here's the thing. We all know better in regards to that word. We know damn well we shouldn't be using that word in any context, but we do. And it's actually a staple in hip-hop vernacular, has been for years. And every elder we've ever had, from C. Dolores Tucker to Malcolm X to Minister Farrakhan, every elder has told us not to use the word, period, in regards to women. But we haven't listened, so here we are. And it's hilarious to me to watch people twist themselves into pretzels trying to justify who can use the word and who can't, and getting mad at people for using the word as if they haven't been using it in reference to women for years. Personally, it's not my thing. You know, not saying bitch in reference to women is way easier for me than, you know, not saying nigga in reference to niggas.
All right, let's go to the phone lines.
What about your opinion? Beige bitch.
See, there you go. I mean, I think once you get to a point where, especially when you have daughters and you start to evolve, I don't use that word.
Or,
I know, when we did lip service in Oakland, they kept using it during the lip service live, and we were like, yo, stop. And they're like, we just use that word all the time.
Oakland uses it a lot. I mean, too short did it all. What's my favorite word? Bitch.
That don't make it right, though.
No, it doesn't make it right.
Bitch.
I mean, see, I don't have to. Like you said, I got four daughters, so, you know what I mean? I just don't. But let's go to the phone lines. Michelle, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your thought on the word bitch, and especially men using it?
Everybody uses the word bitch, so I don't get what's the big deal.
Oh, so you're not offended by when people use the word bitch?
They use it so much they took the power out of it.
Where you from?
The Bronx.
Hold on, so you said they use it so much they took the power out of it. So what people mad about then?
No, that's what she's saying. She said everybody uses it.
Everybody.
It doesn't bother her.
It.
So for her, she's used to hearing
it. I don't believe that. You say that until somebody...
If my friends are calling me a bitch, why are we offended by anybody else calling us a bitch?
So you mean to tell me if a random stranger walk up to you and say, you musty-ass bitch, you ain't going to be mad?
Because you said musty.
You broke-ass bitch.
I'm probably going to laugh.
Really?
But maybe she musty, so it don't offend her.
I don't believe you. I just don't believe you, but if you say so...
Okay.
She's unbothered.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me... Not even musty gonna bother you? You're not even gonna smell under your arms or
not
nothing?
Not even musty, because I know I'm not a musty-ass bitch, so...
Most musty-ass bitches can't smell themselves.
Hello, who's this?
Male or female, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, good morning. What's your thought on the word, bitch?
You know, my 14-year-old listens to a lot of rap music, and I just started listening to your station a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
To be able to embrace it. And I don't know how I feel about it when it comes to me compared to my son, compared to a man saying it. So I don't really know. A man saying it, I understand it's generalizing. A woman saying it, does she really mean bitch? And then can my son say it? So I'm very perplexed about it.
It is a conundrum, but I know if your son called you the B word, I don't know if you'd have a son. I think you'd be planning a funeral or something.
If you're able to use it in conversation, and if it's okay to use it in conversation, I don't understand how that's possible. I just don't. I don't. I'm 51 years old, so I grew up in the 80s, and there's words back then we used that we can't use now.
That is facts.
But now there's words coming. Yeah, now there's words coming up that I couldn't use before that it's okay to use now. I'm a little confused.
So the question, are you Caucasian? Because you said. Your son listening to rap music and you don't really listen. So are you, what are you, ma'am?
What do you mean, what am I?
What's your race is what he's
are you
asking.
Black, you white, Asian?
I'm white.
You white?
I'm white. I'm okay. White.
So what, you listen to pop music?
A very white town. Everything is white.
Okay.
So
in your style of music, they don't say bitch in country songs? They don't say bitch or nothing like that?
You know, I don't listen to country. I listen to rock. So for me, it's everything from the 70s and they didn't use words like that, at least the songs that I used.
Gotcha.
But the word bitch and hoe and the N-word and, you know, like it's really, when you listen to that music, and I don't mind him listening to it. That's why I'm trying to embrace it.
What N-word are you talking about?
Oh, the N-word that's in like every rap song.
What naughty? Neighbor?
I can't say it. I'm not allowed to say it. He knows that. But I don't know about the B word. I know the rule about the N word, but I don't know the rule about the B word.
I don't know the rule about none of them. I'm not gonna lie to you,
Mama. That's what we trying to figure out. Well, you have a good morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right.
This is sad.
800-585-1051. We're talking about the B word, bitch. When can we use it? When can we not use it? What's your thoughts on it? All right, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 250,000 podcasts to explore.
Yes.
This is the Breakfast Club 30, part of Sunday Night Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the B word. This conversation sparked from academics stopping through yesterday. People were upset with him because he used the B word when he was kind of not really referring to Regine Carter. And people were hot about it.
Yeah, they were saying he shouldn't talk to Lil Wayne's daughter like that, which actually, you know,
shouldn't talk to anybody.
That's still reinforcing patriarchy because, you know, you're not saying, you know, don't call her the B word because you shouldn't call women the B word. You're saying don't call her the B word because that's Lil Wayne's daughter. So you're still respecting the man more in that situation than you are the woman.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, the word bitch. Is it okay to use? When is it okay to use? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yes, good morning. This is Ken from Tampa Bay.
Hey, Ken from Tampa Bay. Good morning. How you feeling
out there? Is the weather okay there?
It's holding now. It's going to get a little worse later on, but, you know, I'm just grateful. Just grateful.
You got
I'm especially honored to be on the show.
Oh, you got your toilet paper and water and all that stuff? And food,
yep,
canned
I'm
foods and goods?
You're in a safe location.
Okay, perfect. So what's your opinion on the B word?
Yeah, so basically, in short, I believe that the only exception for using the B word is when you are threatened or you're in a bad position, like domestic violence or something like that.
What do you mean threatened? Wait. What do you mean if you're being threatened? What do you mean?
Yeah, please explain.
Like if your life is threatened, it's like a defense mechanism.
Like, don't kill me, bitch!
Oh, bitch, get away from me!
So that would probably be the only exception. Otherwise, it's really insulting. I would never call a woman that. That's just ridiculous.
Okay.
I agree.
So what term would you use it? So can you explain, like, when you see me threatened, like, how would you use it in a sentence? Go.
Well, let's say someone comes after you with a weapon or something like that. Then you could probably say, B, please do not approach me, otherwise...
Nope. Now you're really going to get it because you called me a bitch. You should have washed your mouth.
He said, bitch, please don't approach me with this knife.
That ain't going to work. You can't be polite and slanderous at the same time. All right?
Bitch, please don't shoot me.
Don't shoot me, bitch, please. What's up, man? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, that'll be my only exception for that rule. Otherwise, it's the wrong word to use.
Yes, sir.
All right. Understand. Thank you, kid. Goodness gracious, man. Let me just go to one more line. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hey, it's Whitney LaDawn. I actually was calling earlier to speak about the academics bitch word. I'm the girl that they accused of pulling the gun out on him on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Oh, you?
You said you were there, you were reaching in your bag, so he felt threatened, but you said you didn't have a gun.
He's a bitch. So when a bitch is speaking on females or he's speaking on calling girls out their name, like, you can't really expect much more from a. That's just what he is. It's his character. So I feel like all the people that's, you know, holding him accountable for that is like doing the right thing, because we got to start calling these. They are bitch.
What about other men calling you the B word, man?
Well, it's all about the press. Like, it's all about the setup, the like how you're
the intention,
doing it, I guess.
The intention.
Yeah, the intent. Basically, if you're like, you broke bitch, you had it, you know, whatever it is, you got ill intent, then obviously I'm gonna get offended. But if you coming at me and you like, bitch, you fly, bitch, you silly, bitch, you funny as hell, bitch, you stupid. Things
yeah.
Like that.
It's the context. Okay.
What about this? Bitch, you got a gun in your pocketbook.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
Bitch, don't kill me.
Bitch, don't shoot me.
I heard that earlier. He said, bitch, don't shoot me. I don't come at me with that knife.
Well, thank you for calling, man.
That was so silly. Y'all got to invite me up here. Y'all seem like so much fun.
No, you got guns. Hey, we're going to bring you up here to pull guns out on us in the interview.
You didn't have a gun, right?
She said she did.
No, I didn't pull no gun out over no verbal argument. It's not that.
But
serious.
Did you have a gun in your pocketbook?
No.
See, you can't even lie.
See?
You can't even lie.
You should say no.
That's why we're not inviting you.
No, I don't have no guns.
See? I don't have a gun. Where you from, ma'am?
No.
You from Florida, right?
I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
I'm from Cleveland, but I live in Florida.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, I have a juice bar. Y'all let me know when y'all come in town. Let me host y'all events. Let me do some catering for y'all. I got all natural juices.
What about security?
I got all natural
what about
juices?
Security? Are you doing security anytime?
What? You need security?
Man, I love black people so much, man.
Have a good morning,
she
man.
She went from pulling a gun on a bitch to saying, I got all natural juices and I'll host y'all event. We are the most well-rounded people on this planet. You hear me? Can't nobody do what black people do.
As the guy called earlier, next time I come to Florida, bitch, don't shoot me.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, Lord.
What's the moral of the story?
I don't know. I forgot what we were talking about.
Ah, man.
I guess, you know, for me, it's just like, this is why you can't attempt to stand on a moral high ground in regards to the B word, because clearly in hip hop, that moral high ground is shaky. Not even just in hip hop, in American culture, that moral high ground is shaky. And folks do not keep the same energy on who should use it and who shouldn't. It's based on a person by person basis. And that's not right. If something's wrong, it should be wrong all across the board.
Well, thank you, my bitch.
That didn't even hit right.
No, it didn't hit right.
I didn't even hit right.
I can't throw it to you.
But when I say bend over, beige bitch, toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll.
So if you call me beige bitch, what can I call you?
High class black bitch. Okay. All right. How you like that?
Yeah, we got rumors.
Oh, just thick bitch.
Thick bitch.
You like that.
Thick bitch is better. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
iHeartRadio. For podcast discovery, this is the Breakfast Club 30.
Here we go.
Your chance to hear the biggest trending podcast each week from the free iHeartRadio app.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Donkey,
keep acting like you don't know what's
really funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, September 27th goes to a man whose name has not been released yet because he has not been charged with anything, but always just a matter of time. Now, I'm a cancer. 629, we out here dropping the clues bombs for all the cancers out there. What's happening? One thing about us cancers, we hold grudges. Okay, it is an astrological fact that cancers who are ruled by the moon have a common problem of holding a grudge against someone for a long time. I called it a common problem for a reason, because it is. Okay, we cannot easily forget things. Cancers are by far one of the most emotional zodiac signs, so it is very common for us cancers to get caught up in how we are feeling. Okay, rather than trying to be logical about it. So when we hold a grudge against someone, we can do it for years. That's why therapy is so important, okay? So we can learn to let that hurt go. Because if we don't, we will end up like this man whose name has not been released, but apparently he's been holding a grudge for 48 years. Now, I don't know his astrological sign, but I would bet some money that it's cancer, and I don't even gamble, okay? See, there's a woman named Linda Torello. She died of cancer in 2017. She was 66 years old. God bless the dead. Rest in peace to her. And she is buried just over the state line in Orangetown, New York. And in the 1970s, she was briefly married to this man. Now, I don't know what the hell happened in this brief marriage, but this man is clearly holding a grudge against this woman. Matter of fact, holding a grudge is an understatement. We will discuss after we go to News 12 for the report, please.
And we begin tonight with the charge a man is now facing for continuously urinating on a grave in Tapan. Let's get right to News 12's Darius Radzius with the details on why. And Darius, what have you been learning tonight?
The family says that they shared the video with police that showed a man urinating on the grave here at the Tappan Reform Church Cemetery. The family says they believe it's the ex-husband of the woman buried here. Their daughter, Renee Berrigan, told me that they started to find bags of feces at the grave as early as April. At first, she thought it was trash, but then noticed that the feces was being left here regularly, and that's when she decided to put up the camera.
Every morning. For 48 years, this man has been waking up to go see the sunset, and on the way to go see the sunset, he urinates on the grave of his ex-wife. Not just peeing on the grave, but leaving bags of poop at her final resting place. Whoever this person is absolutely taking "let that go" out of context. Okay, for years, someone has been telling him to let that go, so he's decided to not just let that go, but bag it up and place it on the gravesite of his ex-wife. Not just letting this go, but his pee too. One of the hardest lessons in life is letting go, whether it's guilt, anger, love, loss, or betrayal. I don't understand people who hold on to resentment towards other people, especially for nothing. Okay, I wish I would wake up every day and have someone else on my mind so much that I think about ways to hurt them, even in death. Do you realize you're only hurting yourself? Folks say it may hurt to let go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on. This dude is clearly hurting. This is one of those times where it's clearly hurting this man to hold on. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 50 cent, this is petty levels we have never seen before. All right, this dude needs deep psychotherapy and his ass beat. We keep acting like violence isn't an option, but if you caught a man peeing on your mother's grave, how would you react? How? How am I supposed to not beat your ass when I see you peeing on someone's grave? And if the marriage was brief, your grudge can't be longer than the marriage lasted. okay? 48 years of waking up, making sure someone rests and piss? Nah, man. Nah. If you spend your time hoping someone will suffer the consequences for what they did to your heart, then you're allowing them to hurt you a second time in your mind. Please believe it. Believe it, please. Please give this man, whose name has not been released yet because he's not been charged with anything, the biggest hee-haw. What you looking at me for?
I got to hear both sides.
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
How are you going to hear the other side?
I know you do.
Like, I got to hear both sides. I know you you're only hearing from one side. You don't know what happened in that relationship.
I don't think you'll be able to get her side.
We don't know what she did to him.
She's dead.
Well.
Envy. You can't hear her side.
That doesn't end the beef.
She's deceased.
Well.
Okay, she's no longer with us. She's in a whole other dimension. All right, just her remains are here.
Hey.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't care what it is to get up every day because of a brief marriage and pee on her grave for 48 years and leave doo-doo. Come on, man. You ain't going to tell me that shit. I don't know.
The doo-doo thing is a little far. I ain't putting doo-doo on my
back. Oh, the doo-doo's too far? Not peeing on the grave?
I mean, it's...
Think about the work that goes into this. 48 years of bagging up doo-doo. Okay?
I mean, it was...
And
on
peeing
the,
on graves.
It's on the way to the sunset.
Man, shut up, man.
There's some people's grave that, you know.
You got to let these grudges go.
I might piss on.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I will.
You got to let these grudges go, man.
No.
This is a hell of a grudge to hold on to.
I got to use the bathroom. I might as well use it on somebody I don't like. There's nobody's grave you would pee on? Yo, shut up, man.
You a wild boy.
What?
You hear me? You a wild boy, man.
I don't know. See, y'all people think that.
Y'all people.
When y'all got beef.
First of all, I don't like when Dominicans look at black people and say, y'all people.
The person dies. The beef is over. I still have beef with you. I still have that resentment. It ain't.
I think
game over when
someone's dead.
Yeah. All right.
What if you killed him?
You think he killed his wife? That's
I'm
a
just
whole
saying.
Nice story.
I ain't say that. Why do you say that? And I said, what if you killed them, Envy?
What if Envy killed someone?
Well, if I killed him, then it's game over.
That's right. You should be. You won. Right? On all levels, I would think. I just think this is a ridiculous grudge to hold on to for 48 years. I can't think of nobody who would have me mad for 48 years. No. Especially if I'm winning in life.
Well, first of all, what race is this person? Do you know?
He looks Caucasian from the camera.
Okay, looks Caucasian.
From the camera that's set up, he looks Caucasian. But, you know,
let's open up
everybody looks Caucasian at nighttime on them wildlife cameras.
You're right.
They do.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
They do.
So what's the question? What are we asking people right now?
What's the longest you ever held on to a grudge? And at what point do you realize it's unhealthy?
Well, if you're still holding on to the grudge, how do you just, you know, determine time?
Well, that's true, too. Are you still holding on to a long-time grudge? Maybe that's the question. Maybe we should start show prepping before the show, but you know what I mean. I just said it.
800.
What did I just say?
585-1051. How long do you hold on to a grudge? Are you still holding
on to a
long grudge?
There you go. Are you still holding on to a long time grudge?
I'm not mad at it. I got to hear both sides. You don't know what she did.
Man, she's dead.
So what?
You can't hear both sides.
So what? She did it. She still hurt that man. And that man is releasing on her, allegedly. I don't know.
Beige rage.
Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051.
Has Trav got his cheeks yet?
Oh, here you go. Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Somebody did you dirty.
Oh, good.
They did your family dirty.
This guy's trying to sell the
Then
case.
They die. You supposed to forget about all the dirt they did to you?
Yes.
No.
Well, only to move on with your life.
Let's f*** on you all day long.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy is wild.
What?
Let's f*** on you.
What?
Who is you?
Whoever. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The free iHeartRadio app has over 250,000 podcasts to explore.
Yes.
This is the Breakfast Club 30, part of Sunday Night Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about somebody Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to.
Yes, this man has been holding a grudge for 48 years against his ex-wife. So he wakes up every day and pees on his ex-wife's grave. So it's pee, and he leaves bags of poop. The mother, the kids of the mother set up a camera and have caught him. So he's been doing it for 48 years.
Yeah. And I got to hear both sides of the story. I got to hear both sides.
But how is
the woman
possible?
Is dead, man.
I mean, we don't know what happened. We don't know what she did to him allegedly or how he feels. We got to hear both sides.
Jesus Christ.
And you know, and that's what you people always have a problem with.
First of all, Dominican, don't be saying you people.
No, because people think, hey, If you have beef or you did something to me or my family, when you die, I just don't get over it. It's not like, okay, you're dead. No, I still feel away. And if I want to drive by your grave every day on my way to IHOP to get my free pancakes at 65 years old or 70 years old, I'm going to pee on your grave.
First of all, at 65 years old, you're going to be peeing on yourself. That's number one. Number two, I feel like, I personally feel like, you know, you got to respect, there has to be some respect for the dead. Regardless of how you felt about the person in life, forget him. I'm just talking about the death, deceased. There has to be some respect for deceased.
Why am I going to respect you people? When you didn't respect me or my family?
I ain't talking about the person. I'm just talking about the dead in general.
That dead is the person.
Like, if you was walking through a graveyard right now, correct, for whatever reason, and you had to pee, you wouldn't just go pee on somebody's grave.
No, because I don't know them. But if there's somebody that did me dirty, I would pee right on them. What's wrong with it?
Listen, here's the thing about grudges, right? And this is why therapy is so important. Mm-hmm. Grudges are a part of healing. And we know healing is not linear. So some days I may think I'm over a grudge, and then some days I may be triggered.
Correct.
And I still be like, damn, I'm really not over it. So it's the times when, you know, I can see a person, hear a person, you know, a person still tries to do something to me and it don't bother me, that lets me know I'm over said grudge. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just not gonna go out of my way to put myself in harm's way, because this dude gonna end up going to jail. I'm not gonna do something to hurt myself still trying to hurt you, even in death.
What do you think, E?
I mean, there's just certain people that I don't like, I don't mess with, but I don't think I would ever actively go out of my way to do anything. I just mind my business.
Yeah, better.
What about you, Envy?
Me?
We already know.
It depends. I mean, yes, if somebody did me dirty, yes, I will pee on your grave every day. I don't,
man,
have a,
shut up,
that's,
man,
just too much time and energy devoted to somebody.
On a scale of 1 to Curtis Jackson, what level of petty is this?
Is this a Queens thing?
This is off the charts.
I'm just, I mean, it is what it is. Let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Oh.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's your name, bro?
Big.
Ben or Big?
Big.
Big.
Say right, Big, Envy.
Big what?
Just Big, man.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your thoughts, Big?
Man, be honest, man. It go too far with the holding grudges and things, man. I'm better than I used to be. I used to be to the point where I hold a grudge for so long, and I see somebody, and I know I'm mad at them, and don't fool with them, and I get even madder because I can't remember why I'm mad at them.
You have too many grudges.
That's when it's time to let the grudge go, King.
Like, what am I mad for?
It's hard, I know.
Okay.
Or if you have a grudge and the person don't even know you have a grudge.
You don't know why you mad at him. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tamika from Atlanta.
Hey, Tamika from Atlanta. Talk to us. How long you holding grudges for?
She mad right now at somebody.
No, it's been since 2010, but I'm not really holding a grudge. It's just that I refuse to be friends with this person who's still trying to this day in my messenger inbox and on my mentions trying to get back into my life.
What'd they do to you?
Once you show me, we were a group of work friends that turned into like family, but she was really two-faced and talked about my, you know, behind my back. And I'm the kind of person, if I'm your friend in your face, I'm your friend behind your back. If I'm your friend today, I'm your friend tomorrow. And she wasn't that. So when you show me you're not for me, you show me who you are, I believe you. And so I don't need, you know, friends like that. You know, you don't need enemies when you got friends like that. So I'm good on this end.
That's for real.
She couldn't get my messages, but I'm done. I'm good. She's still friends with mutual friends, and they, from what I heard, she's still the same.
Okay.
That's for real.
All right. Thank you. 800-585-1051. We're asking, how long do you hold a grudge? Now, Charlamagne gave a man donkey today who pisses on his ex-wife's grave every day.
For 48 years. Not just pee, he puts bags of poop. They're not sure if it's dog poop or human poop, but he puts bags of poop on the grave every day, too.
800-585-1051. How long you holding a grudge? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
iHeartRadio. For podcast discovery, this is The Breakfast Club 30.
Here we go.
Your chance to hear the biggest trending podcast each week from the free iHeartRadio app.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, Charlamagne gave donkey today to who?
This man whose name has not been released yet because he has not been charged, but for the past 48 years, he has been waking up to go pee on his ex-wife's grave. Not just pee, but leaving bags of poops. Therefore, he is holding a grudge. I think we also should be asking, how long does he have to hold his pee? Like, what is that ride like in the morning? Like, how far away does he live from said gravesite? Because according to these, what they're saying is he gets up to go see the sunset with his now new wife and stops at that grave every day and pees on it.
Hey, So let me ask you guys a question. If somebody hurt one of your family members, you wouldn't want to pee on their grave every day?
No.
I don't have time.
No, I would not, actually.
Okay. No. Make time for everything else. You make time for shopping.
No, I don't have to make time to go pee on someone's grave.
Make time to go a little pee-pee. Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Dre again. This is crazy. I mean, my bad. This is crazy.
Dre, why are you calling back here? We Man, already got your opinion,
one,
Dre.
This is the one I should have called for, though.
Okay, Dre. Okay.
Okay.
So it kind of intertwines with, like, daddy issues and then that topic. Like, I don't wish death on him, but, man, I'm a father. I got a 4-year son. I couldn't imagine not being there for him. So if he posts before me, yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm going to drink a Modelo, and I'm going to piss on his grave and be like, look, peace, my but.
What is he talking about?
What is happening?
Whose grave would you be peeing on?
I guess somebody who did something to his
father.
Oh, his father.
Oh, your father? Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
That's
what I was saying. That shit kind of does that intertwine with, like, daddy. But I don't give a fuck about that. But.
All right. Hey, my brother. Dre.
That's the only person.
Dre, I got one word, 3 syllables. Therapy.
Hey, no doubt. I'm going to the expo, too. I'm glad you even said that, because I'm going to get on that. But
yes.
No, I feel envy, because...
No, don't feel envy. Don't feel envy. You said you coming to the expo. You coming to the expo October 8th, the Mental Wealth Expo, my second annual Mental Wealth Expo at the Marriott Marquis Times Square. It's a day of mental health education and healing, yes, and you need it, Dre.
Dre, just know that there's bathrooms there, so if you have to go to this, go to the bathroom there. Hello, this. Hello?
Hey, it's Whitney LaDawn. I actually was calling earlier to speak about the academics. Bitch, where I'm the girl that they accused of pulling the gun out on him on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
you
said you were there, you were reaching in your bag, so he felt threatened, but you said you didn't have a gun.
He's a bitch. He's a bitch. So when a bitch is speaking on females, or he's speaking on calling girls out their name, like, you can't really expect much more from a. That's just what he is. It's his character. So I feel like all the people that's, you know, holding him accountable for that is, like, doing the right thing, because we got to start calling these they are, bitch.
Let me ask you a question,
really,
mama.
That bitch. Yeah.
Now, if he died, would you pee on his grave every day?
Okay, so now, this is my thing about the grudge. I don't mind holding the grudge. This is my, I ain't got to speak to a bitch ever again. Like, ever again in life. But if he dies and I go to piss on his grave, I don't think I'm going to sleep good that night. So,
so you wouldn't do that. You're not.
You wouldn't piss on the grave.
What about other men calling you the B word, man?
Well, it's all about the press. Like, it's all about the setup. The like how you're
the intention.
Doing it, I guess
the intention.
Yeah, the intent. Basically, if you're like you broke bitch, you had it, you know, whatever it is, you got ill intent, then obviously I'm getting offended. But if you coming at me and you like, bitch, you fly, bitch, you silly, bitch, you funny as hell, bitch, you stupid. Yeah. Like that.
It's the context. Well, okay.
What about this? Bitch, you got a gun in your pocketbook.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
Bitch, don't kill me.
bitch, don't shoot me.
I heard that earlier. He said, bitch, don't shoot me. I don't connect me with that knife.
well, thank you for calling, man.
That was so silly. Y'all got to invite me up here. Y'all seem like so much fun.
No, you got guns. Hey, we going to bring you up here to pull guns out on us in the interview.
You didn't have a gun, right?
She said she did.
No, I didn't pull no gun out over no verbal argument. It's not that.
But
serious.
Did you have a gun in your pocketbook?
No.
See, you can't even lie.
See?
You can't even lie.
You should say no.
That's why we're not inviting you.
No, I don't have no guns.
See? I don't have
no
guns.
You don't have a gun.
Where you from, ma'am?
No.
You from Florida, right?
I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
I'm from Cleveland, but I live in Florida.
Oh, see, Lord.
Yes, I have a juice bar. Y'all let me know when y'all come in town. Let me host y'all events. Let me do some catering for y'all. I got all natural juices.
What about security?
I got all natural
what about
juices?
Security? Are you doing security anytime?
What? You need security?
Man, I love black people so much, man.
Have a good morning,
she
man.
She went from peeing on somebody's grave, pulling a gun on a bitch, to saying I got all natural juices and I host y'all event. We are the most well-rounded people on this planet. You hear me? Can't nobody do what black people
and
do.
As the guy called earlier, next time I come to Florida, bitch, don't shoot me.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, Lord.
What's the moral of the story?
I don't know. I forgot what we were talking about.
Ah, man.
Hey!
iHeartRadio Sunday Night Podcast. Listen every week as we play a different podcast, one of the most shared and most listened to in the free iHeartRadio app. This is where you'll hear the podcast people will be talking about this week. Hear all the episodes of The Breakfast Club 30 and over 250,000 others by downloading the free iHeartRadio app.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chat with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast. Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.